תירקף על סוסך ומקריסך ישוע. כסיב, כסוס מוכן לימה מלחמה ולשם הישוע. מכאן שישוע סון של ישראל הוא ישוע סי של הקדוש ברוך הוא. The ישוע of כלל ישראל is the ישוע of הקדוש ברוך הוא. אומר חזל, האובס הנין המרכובה. So this is the famous כלל, אובס הנין המרכובה. כי אברהם נאמה בוי אברהם לא יהווי. יצחוק, זה פחד יצחוק. יעקב is ישראל, which is midah teferes, ישראל אשר בכל יצבוע. והם אב וירא ויספרס. והם מרכובה לבוי ברוך על ידי מידה סיים. In other words, right, we discussed really what's the meaning of Ovis Hainin and Merkava. They're spotless to the spheres Elyon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atzilus. Atzilus is where even the Middus are completely bottled to the Iyu V'chayyo Yichada, Iyu V'gormo Yichada. It's an English Kodesh at Endotonium. I mean, it's based on Zohar, but in Atzilus, the Kelim are bottled to the Or. Naturally bottled to the Or. So Merkava is the Bechinah of Avraham Avinu. His whole being was a Merkava to Chesed of Atzilus. And Yitzchok, Merkava, Gevurah Atzilus. Merkava means that they were completely nisbatel, they didn't have their own hergation. Avraham Avinu's hergation of Chesed of Av, they weren't his hergation. They weren't his hergation. If it had been his hergation, then he couldn't have shechted Yitzchok. It wasn't his hergation. He was a Merkava to the Av, to the middle of Chesed. Merkava to the middle of Chesed. Yitzchok was a Merkava to the middle of Gevurah. Merkava means they were completely bottled. There was no themselves. There was no feeling of themselves. Bechlam. Chol Yisrael him anfei aovis. All the Klal Yisrael they are the anofim of the aovis. Ki abonim nimshachim b'chinas aovis. Or bro, the child is carried avur. Nimtza mushrish b'Yisrael b'chinas aovis anal, which are the gimel midas. Sheva aovis oyu kol mida koy mishleima. And Avram Av was a koy mishleima. Yitzchak Yiro was a koy mishleima. Yaakov Tiferes was a koy mishleima. Or bevneim and in the children they're the b'chinah of a nekudus of a nitzutz. And an enough from the Sherish of us. Sarkhad Amnis Merkova Lishmois Borachulam Locha Kalish Borachul Kol Eva Veva Delay Shloye Shum Eva Pogum. Now, the Merkova means that you're Mashlit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we said in the previous piece, you're Mashlit HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that Eva. So, Krishma is you're Mashlit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's Ramach words. Every word you're Mashlit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a melech on that Eva. That's the Indian of Merkava. It's completely Hakadosh Baruch Hu's koyach, and that's what the obvious were. There was no I. There was no themselves bichlal in the obvious. Omer Chazal ein Hashem shalom ein akisa shalom. Derech shomer ein hashchina shor al shnei alofim v'shnei riboy. Nimtzo v'shnei alofim chasa echad. If it says a certain amount for a shor as a shchina, if you're lacking one, the shchina is not shayre. V'kaviyochel ein akisa shalom. V'oz ein Hashem shalom. כי בדבר השם שמיים נעשו. שעולם הזה נברא, עולם הזה was created with a hay. סויד הי מויצס הפה, עולם הזה was created with a דיבור of הקדוש ברוך הוא. We said before, והוא הכוונה שישרה הקדוש ברוך הוא על ישראל. הכוונה was that הרבון שלנו should be משרה on כלל ישראל, like it says, ושכנתי בסויך. וכשאינם זקון, when they're not זויך, אז הי האחרונו. Shu soid hey mitzvah sapeh, which as we said is malchus the achrayin of yitki vavki. Shvo nivroilam chosem Hashem kaviyachol. Kilei nishlam im kavona harishoyne shi machshev es soid ayud shi olam abo. Shohoy akavona nishchem etachtoyne makadosh baruch hu's kavona was to be shared down here. So v'hinei al yedei adibur ha'odam mekashes atzmo lemaala. Shem espalel medaber dibure beyiro. Oz mamlech hakadosh baruch hu olam, like we said in the earlier piece. V'omer mezayah kadosh da asvan oisius legabi nekudos kesus legabi aroichiv. Oisius are like susim. Because the machshav is roichiv aleim. Now those oisius is a toita zach kilo vetzel. Oisius is an ois. The levidikai to the ois is that which makes the horse move. So that's the machshav. That's the machshav. So the machshav makes the oisius go, like we said in the earlier piece. The lev that makes that's the you can have an arrow. If you don't go like this, it's not going to do anything and send it off. You can say Oisius, if you don't have leiv, mechuvin lemala, so it's not going to send it off bechlav, it's not going to do anything. Ba'oz, kasha machshava makusha v'roich v'la dibur, harei ha'olim abo, soyda yud, shuva machshava, makusheres behei moitzis apeh, it's makusha behei moitzis apeh, ba'oz, mesakein ha'kisei, and then it's mesakein ha'kisei, sheshoyre Hashem al ha'kisei b'shleimus. ולכן מלחום על השם המלך מדוי ודוי שאין השם שלם כיסא שלם שאם לך זריך המלך כי בכל אופן יש בחינת המלך שהוא יהיה צהור צריך ללחם עם הוי על ידי התורה תפילה. The spear and the sword that you fight with him, that's Torah Tefillah. In other words, we say the Yud-Kei So the K is the Dibur, is the Malchus. That's the Bechinas Dibur. But the Yud is the Machshav. That's why Malik. That's why Malik's Koyach has. The fact that a Yid can stump say a Dibur, a Yid can stump say a Dibur, and the Dibur doesn't go anywhere. That's Mikoyach Malik. He breaks the Chilik. He breaks the Chilik between the Yud and the K. In other words, Malik calls his people just to say Diburim. That's the Koyach of Malik. So mainly he takes away the Shlita. He takes away the Shlita. The Dibur is the whole Shlita. He weakens the Shlita because he takes the Machshava, which is the Chiyas of the Shlita, and he takes that Chiyas away. So that's the Bechina of Amalek, the Yetzirah, and that's the Bechina of Ein Hashem Shalem. The Shem is not Shalem because the Hey, the Dibur is in Golas. Dibur is in Golas means that the Hey is without Machshava, the Dibur. The Hey is the Dibur, and that's without Machshava. So mainly it's a Shvacha Shlita. That's why the Melech always, to become a Melech Yisrael, you have to destroy Amalek. Amalek has to do with taking away, weakening our Malchus. So Shaul HaMelech, he was in Merachim and Agog on Amalek, so that shows you the Shvach HaMalchus. And that's, you can see, you can't, the whole reason we have to wipe out Amalek is because he makes our Malchus Shvach. He's Pagea, the Dibur shouldn't have a Machshava. So he's Shvachens our Malchus, so you're there to destroy him. But you have Rachmanus on him, so he's going to make you Shvach, so you're supposed to kill him. So that's why he lost his. That's why he lost his malchus. So the three mitzvahs is mechias amalek coming to Eretz Yisrael, and limnos le melech, and limnos beis abchira, because amalek makes a dibur shvach.
He takes the bait out of rishis.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why Haman was known as lishna bisha. Kama lishna bisha yesh kahaman. Lauren says he was a lishna bisha. Amalek is lishna bisha. The nachash. That's a lishna bisha. Shadis Lashon Hara is the koyach. He's machlish the whole mile of dibur. And so he gets it away from Klal Yisrael. He's machlish the whole inyan dibur. That's shchinta begalusa. Shchinta begalusa is when the diburim go without. When the diburim go without machshava. That's called shchinta begalusa. Because the machshava is the shorish. Machshava is male. To stay down here, that's the shorish of galus. In other words, when you ride on your horse, the horse is the oisius. If you put machshav into the oisius, then the Yeshua will be shetuchal is merkov lishmo isbach. Yeah, kisei shalim. The pasuk says, "Sus muchan liyem alchama." Who the melchemas yitzahora? That's muchan the melchemah alchama the yitzahora. In other words, if you have machshava, the machshava sends the arrow, and then you're a ready soldier. You have dibor plus machshava, you're a frontline fighter. So why do you have to say the Adam has to become a soldier? It's mashma, it's coming from Hashem. When we daven with machshava, what are we doing? We're restoring the Rabban Shalom's malchus. We're giving the Rabban Shalom says Lashem Yeshua. Some shot Yeshua is coming from Hashem. It's Kabiyachal Yeshua for Hashem. Kshivashu Yisrael, Klal Yisrael will be saved. Meaning when they get the Koyach Adibur back, and the Moich Amalek, and then they can daven with machshava. So then daven machshava, Dibur is malchus, Dibur is shilta, it's shlita, and then with machshava means they give that back to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kabiyachal it's Yeshua for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Oz yiavaya shmoy shalem ka'omor. That's why my Malik is around. There's no Yudke Bavke B'Shlemus. So that's Peshaw. When Esther invited Haman, so she was going to be machlish Amalek by inviting Haman to the Suda. And therefore, what was the purpose of inviting him to the Suda? Yavoy Hamelach v'Haman Hayoyim and Amishtas v'Shatevus Zari Yudke Bavke. She invited him to the Suda to restore the hay back to the Yudke Vavke. In other words, she was going to be shoyled on Ish Tzav Oyev Homon Aroazeh. And then there was a struggle of Shlita between Amalek and Klal Yisrael, which was when Amalek went onto her, and Medrash says that the Malach came and he pushed Homon onto Esther. The Kilu HaChashverish looked at that as a power struggle. Homon was trying to take the Shlita over Esther. Esther restored it. Her whole tachlis was the Yov HaMelech V'Hom and Hayom. That the end of the sukkah is going to be. The end of the sukkah is going to be that Amalek is going to be Nechna. Amalek is going to be Nechna. How does Esther do it? Esther did it with Tefillin. Hamatzelech al hayeres hashachar is Esther. Mizmor HaDavid, Keili, Keili, lama zavtoni, rochik mishuasi, aganza peir. Esther was a mordika davina. So she was a mordika davina. Shtavim with a brand. Shtavim with a brand. The bar medavina. Keili, Keili, lama zavtoni. So that was Tefillah. That was Tefillah that diburim with machshava. Diburim with machshava, she restores the kei. So that's a shikami machnia. Shikami machnia malik. That's the Malchus Beis David. That's the Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David, which is full of tefillah, which is full of varma diburim of tefillah. And Mitzvah Hashem will be koyvish, and that will restore the cave. Vayomahu yi Hashem echad neshmoy echad imehir mimeh. Amen. Shkoyah,
that's always in the sign. Shkinti v'lusa, that's the sign I dare to put the machshava in.
It's machshava in the davening.
We tell them these stories of the closing of a davening.
Oh, Mamish.
You don't find it,
Mamish, not. Probably because
I'm always davening. No such thing as a half hour, 40 minutes.
I'm not finished. It's a pelle de gazach and it's a pacha de gazach. It's like the Zimra, the hill of the Zimra, like, you know, every word of Shemaine Esra. Why is it such a struggle? Because that is the struggle. It's a power struggle. The dibur is the chmalchus. Without machshav, it's a shvacha malchus. It's a roimach that you're not using. It's an arrow that you just fire it and it won't get to where it has to. It's going to be a powerful roimach. It's going to be a powerful roimach. Shkoyach.